sure we all remember where we were at 8:46 a.m. on this date 19 years ago, just minutes away. That day fell on a Tuesday in 2001, and so the parish held its customary 6:30 a.m. daily mass. It was shared with me that Father Kurt Frederick, who was the pastor at the time, had that mass and preached. He was accustomed, as I understand, especially for that early 6:30 mass, to kind of give a thought of the day, kind of a short, simple thought to carry with you. And his thought that day was, sometimes the best thing you can say about a day is that it's over. How prophetic, huh? Not knowing what would happen. I was in the sixth grade, and I remember during music class, we were called into the cafeteria and told about plane crashes in New York. At the time, we were confused, and being young, we were wondering why these particular plane crashes stopped school and called us into the cafeteria. But then my parents pulled me out of school, and I came home and saw the images on the TV and began to understand the magnitude, at least as much as a sixth grader can. How strange to think that there's a generation today that didn't live through 9/11 and doesn't know the firsthand experience. Something else I remember about that day was how people in my neighborhood on the south side of Milwaukee and neighborhoods throughout the country put a candle on their front porch as a sign of prayer and unity. Since everybody in my neighborhood knew that I wanted to be a priest, the folks on my block that all gathered together at, I think it was 7 o'clock in the evening, asked me to lead the Our Father. And so I did. And as everybody on the block, we prayed together, whether Catholic or Lutheran or whatever it might have been. A couple nights later, my parish was hosting an evening of prayer for what had happened. And I lived only 2 blocks from the church, and I remember the neighborhood kids asking, well, why are you going to church? It's a Thursday night. And I said, well, I'm going for the prayer service. And they didn't get it. And keep in mind, we're kids, but they said, well, what's the point? We know what happened. Why go? And I don't remember my exact response, but I just knew that's where I needed to be. And so did many people. We needed to be in church, in our spiritual home. And I'm sure all of you have plenty of stories from 19 years ago, perhaps similar to mine. I share my stories with you because this shows how unified we were in the face of tragedy, how people turned to God and began to make room for him in their lives. I'm not sure what has happened in the last 19 years that now we seem to be more divided in the face of tragedy rather than unified, to the point that to even mention God is offensive. As we remember the events of 9/11, as we honor all the lives that were lost, all the sacrifices made, let's also remember how we felt on that day. Let's remember how unified our country became, even if it was for a brief moment in history. Let's recall how we clung to God in the midst of our fear and our grief, and how the lessons of that day still teach us today. Somehow, some way, we've got to become more unified as small communities, as a church, as a nation. It starts with us as individuals, where we look to our own hearts first. Jesus talks about in the gospel in relation to sin that we need to look in the mirror before judging somebody else. So too, we need to look to our own hearts and what we can do to promote unity and faith in the face of tragedy before looking to others. Let's face it, it's a lot easier to point out the faults in another than to look in the mirror and admit our own. The horror of 9/11 is very different than the horror that we've experienced this year. Yet there's still something in common. There's still fear, and there's still grief. taking off what Father Kurt said, one could say that the best thing you can say about a year is that it's over. But again, what remains in common is our need for unity and our need for healing. And as Christians, being unified in faith and our common prayer and in goodwill for one another is what sets us apart. So let's heed Jesus' words, looking at ourselves, so that one heart at a time, we can begin to change the world. For the souls lost on September 11th, 2001, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.